This is Bad Attitude.
Hello, friends and strangers, and welcome to another episode of Bad Attitudes, an uninspiring podcast about disability. I'm your host, Laura. Hope you're all comfy to listen to this week's episode. Or maybe not. This week's supporter shoutout goes to our newest subscriber, Killer Pansy. I don't know your actual name, but thank you for your support. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, be sure to check out the Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/badattitudespod. You can subscribe to one of 7 membership tiers for special perks like bonus episodes, book reviews, a virtual book club, and more. Tiers start at just $2 per month, and your support helps keep the pod running. If subscribing isn't for you, you can also make one-time donations through Ko-fi, and each donation will be shouted out in a future episode. But there is no pressure to subscribe or donate. Sharing and interacting with the podcast is incredibly helpful. The best way to grow the podcast and our community is through word of mouth. So if you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. Leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform also really helps me out. For questions, comments, or ideas, email badattitudespod@gmail.com or reach out through social media. Follow at badattitudespod on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. As always, I want to remind you that disability is not a monolith. My experience as a disabled person is going to be different from the experiences of other disabled people. I am one voice for the disabled community, but I am not the only voice. I make a lot of jokes about my situation, about my disability and the trauma I've endured. That's my prerogative. Sometimes it makes people uncomfortable, and, well, that's simply not my problem. It is not my job to make someone comfortable with my disabled experience or my disabled presence. If you are uncomfortable hearing me speak about being disabled in America in the 21st century, that discomfort is a sign that you're learning. You're learning that whatever story society has convinced you is true for the disabled community does not, in fact, align with reality. That is uncomfortable, and that's okay. Marginalized people are often tasked with the comfort of those outside their marginalized community. It's true of Black people. It's true of LGBTQ+ people. It's true of disabled people. We are expected to make ourselves and our experiences smaller so that you, the non-Black, non-LGBTQ+, non-disabled person, feel safe and comfortable in your existence. Why? Why is this expected of us when so many of us are unsafe with you? Now, nominally, we protect your safety in order to protect our own. If we make you feel comfortable with our existence, you are less likely to harm us. If we make ourselves smaller, if we manipulate ourselves into whatever your idea of us may be, we are safer. Marginalized people are hyper aware that safety is not guaranteed. Any of us could be victims of harassment or violence at the whim of a random non-marginalized person. Disabled people are 4 to 10 times more likely to be abused than non-disabled people, and they are at least twice as likely to be violently victimized. Of course, I don't expect that I'm courting abuse when I make jokes about being disabled, but people still get wildly uncomfortable. Unless, of course, the disabled population is the butt of the joke. Isn't that right, Matt Rife? The truth is, when I'm telling my story and sharing some of the wild and weird medical shit I've experienced, I'm essentially introducing strangers to my trauma. Trauma that I've already processed. It's old hat to me, but brand new for them. I'm introducing them to concepts and experiences that they have never even imagined, let alone been through themselves. And I have the audacity to make jokes about it? How dare I? I am allowed to make jokes about my trauma because it's my trauma. I can make jokes about it, dance with it, parade it naked down city streets if I so choose. If you think that's inappropriate, well, again, that's not my problem. Your hang-ups with how I handle my disabled experience are your hang-ups, not mine. On the flip side, there is a subset of people who become more comfortable with me when I make jokes about my situation. They realize they don't have to treat me like a sacred relic. They can relax around me. Sometimes they relax too much and make mistakes, but hey, we're all learning, right? Any discomfort you feel hearing about my experience as a disabled person is a phenomenon known as cognitive dissonance. In the simplest terms, cognitive dissonance is what you experience whenever a long-held belief is challenged. When you are faced with evidence that the thing you believe doesn't coincide with the reality of the situation, that is cognitive dissonance, and it's something we all experience. Telling my story with humor challenges the popular belief that any discussion of disability and medical trauma is sacrosanct and must be treated as sacred because disability is tragic. Except it's not. Disability is not a tragedy, and I will tell you that as many times as necessary for it to sink in. I'm perfectly fine with making people uncomfortable, assuming doing so doesn't threaten my safety. Discomfort is how we grow. That's why it's called getting out of your comfort zone. I've witnessed people be uncomfortable just because I'm talking and laughing with someone. They don't say anything, of course, but their demeanor stiffens, their aura changes. You can just tell. I used to worry that my presence made people uncomfortable. I know that in many cases, I have been the first interaction someone has had with a disabled person. I wanted to put them at ease. Well, no more of that. It is not my job to make someone feel comfortable with the fact that I exist and that I do so in the same space as they do. I exist. I haven't harmed anyone. I'm not a threat to anyone. I don't owe you comfort in my presence. I want you to feel comfort in my presence, assuming you deserve to do so. But I'm not going to bend over backward to ensure that happens. For one thing, I have steel rods from my neck to my tailbone, so it isn't physically possible. There are plenty of ways for me to make you feel uncomfortable in my presence. I can do it by calling out your ableism, or your racism, or your misogyny, or your homophobia, or your transphobia, or your general bad behavior. But you feeling uncomfortable because of my presence? That's all you. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one.